Now, back here on Earth, Sarah, we've actually got one for you, which has been sent in by Michael.
Can you do genetic testing on trees to find out which individual trees are related, similar to human paternity or maternity testing? If it is possible, has this ever been used?
So we can have a family tree, can we, Sarah?
Yeah, you can actually. So like us, plants do produce children that have a mixture of genes from two parents. So in that respect, you can do maternity paternity testing. There are a few things that make that quite tricky with plants. So when we do paternity testing in humans, we generally have a sort of a short list of people who could possibly be the father of a child. So you're only testing a certain number of people's DNA. With plants, you can't actually talk to them. Well, you can talk to plants, but they don't necessarily
Prince Charles
answer back.
Does. He swears by it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to sometimes talk to my plants when I was working with them, but they don't generally...
What did you say?
I'd just be, you know, looking at them, wondering why they weren't being all nice and tidy when I needed them to be generally. I worked with a plant that kind of crept all over the surfaces because it generally grows across the ground when you get tangled and you'd get a bit annoyed at them. But they don't generally answer when you ask them questions.
Funnily enough. But back to the family tree question then. So you were saying that, you know, humans have a limited number of potential partners to trawl through. But with trees, what are you saying? They're a bit promiscuous and they're sort of having sex in the air with so many other possible tree fathers that it's very hard to work out who the dad is.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, pollen can travel quite large distances. So if you think of trees that are pollinated by insects, so a bumblebee can travel, you know, a mile. So you'd be looking at a whole bunch of trees in that in a sort of mile radius potentially of where you and the plant you're interested in. But also seeds can travel quite a long way as well, because seeds can survive for a long period of time and they can travel quite big distances. So
inside birds and things, because birds will fly off and then put them out somewhere else and a new plant will grow there.
Yeah, and I mean you also get seeds being carried by the wind and all sorts of other ways. So you have a massive kind of pool of potential mothers and fathers to work from. And the other problem is as well is that a lot of trees produce both pollen and eggs, so they're both male and female. So even if you have narrowed it down to which plants you're looking at, you don't necessarily, it's going to potentially be hard to tell whether they're male or female. Although it's tricky to do maternity paternity testing in plants, it is actually possible, especially in a kind of orchard situation. So if you're growing plants for breeding and you can then identify the plants that are, say, the top parents, so they're the ones producing the best plants that you're most interested in. And it's also being used for kind of conservation purposes with like wild tree populations, because you can use it to study how pollen moves and disperses in a wild population.